My name is Atino Bwanda and welcome to another episode of Finding Purpose. A purposeful life is when you are moving towards a big goal in your life, something that aligns with your value, passions, and above all, something that makes you happy as a person. Through Finding Purpose, I share stories and life experiences of finding one's true calling. I know that I'm not the only one who is on a self-discovery journey. That's why I invite you to join me and together, let's live a purposeful life. Guys, welcome to the second episode of Finding Purpose, and today's discussion is depression amongst teens and youths. A lot of discussion has been held around this topic, yet enough hasn't been said. Depression amongst teens and young adults is something that is much more than a phase. It is a real condition that interferes with their daily lives and even goes to the extreme of leading to suicidal thoughts and even suicide itself. As youths and teenagers, we are normalizing the expression of our emotions through memes and laughing emojis instead of reaching out. Or is it because we have failed so much that we don't offer listening ears whenever our peers reach out? Where have we failed as parents, as family, as siblings, as friends? Why do we make it so hard for those who are close to us to open up? Or better yet, why don't we open up when we are overwhelmed with thoughts and emotions? Before we dive in, let's talk about depression itself. Depression comes in many forms, and we all have times when you feel down or sad. Depression is the feeling that results, the feeling of sadness, despair, and hopelessness, but it does not go away. For some reason, it doesn't go away. Until you do something about it, depression interferes with your ability to participate in your day-to-day activities. Depression affects your mood, outlook, thoughts, and behavior. It can cause fatigue and even loss of appetite, headaches, and even insomnia. When you are going through depression, you tend to see the world in a negative light. You can find yourself that you are more critical, overly critical of yourself, and you feel unloved. You have the feeling of rejection. You feel like people don't like you anymore. You may be overwhelmed with small problems while the rest of the world is living their lives normally. You may feel like giving up. You may pull away from people and drop out of activities. However, what you don't realize is that when you isolate yourself, you are only worsening the condition. So what causes depression, you may wonder? Well, in simple words, just to mention a few, when you're faced with difficulties or day-to-day challenges, when you feel like no one loves you, when you feel like you're not making progress in life despite your efforts, unemployment, pressure to fit in, pressure from family and parents, or even being compared to others. These are some of the things that can result into one falling into depression without realizing it. These things happen with or without one realizing. By the time you are realizing that you're depressed, you are deep into depression. For teenagers, you can say that stressful home environments, or not only for teenagers, for everyone else also. Stressful home environments also causes depression. Violence can lead to depression. And also other possible triggers can be hormonal changes and physical illness or drug and alcohol abuse that may affect your mood. By nature, this results into one feeling powerless against these situations, and the effects can remain with you until you get into adulthood for a while for others we lose them through suicide. How can you tell if someone close to you is going through depression? Normally it's hard to tell, especially if this is somebody that you don't spend most of your time with. It's really hard to tell, but if you're keen enough, in order for you to recognize a depressed friend or a family member, you need to know the symptoms of depression. And the signs can vary from deep sadness, hopelessness, lack of energy, loss of pleasure or interest in activities that once excited them, anxiety and panic, turmoil, worry. And when you notice that somebody just lashes out in anger or just broods over nothing, not really nothing for you, you may think it's nothing. Well, for them, it's something. It's a big deal. So yeah, when they're having difficulty in organizing themselves or concentrating or even remembering, when they have negative views of life and the world, they are feeling guilty for who knows what. Some may develop rejection towards themselves, drastic changes in appetite or weight, difficulties in falling asleep, sluggishness, avoiding and withdrawing from friends and family, self-mutilation, and suicidal thoughts. So how can you address the elephant in the room? Once you've identified that your friend is going through depression, what can you do once you've realized that your friend friend is going through depression, or your sister, or your brother, or your mother, or your father, or even yourself. Depression is one of the most common mental health problems. And the good news with this is that it's treatable. It's just a condition, that it's a phase that you're going through. And with the right people by your side, you can triumph over it. People with depression and their families are often don't know how to spot their problems or where to seek help. And I think this is one of the issues that needs to be addressed more than anything else when it comes to depression. How to identify when, you know, these things that happen, you're living your daily life and you don't realize that you're falling into depression. You don't realize that your family member, your sister, your brother, your friend, your fiance, your spouse, or your kid is falling into depression. So you wouldn't know how to help. Before you know it, you find that maybe these people have done something, have taken some drastic measures. To some extent, we've lost our friends, our family members, our colleagues through suicide. And then you're left wondering, what happened? How did this happen? When in reality, what happened is these people were going through some things that we were not able to recognize. We were not able to recognize in time. If we only you were able, you know, once you've lost somebody, you'll be like, if only I knew, if only you talked to me. But sometimes you don't feel like talking from experience. When you're going through depression, you don't feel like telling anybody your problems. You feel like you'll be giving them a lot of luggage. You feel like you're bugging them. You don't want to be in the way of daily activities. So you choose to deal with it yourself. And when you deal with it yourself, you get overwhelmed. And the decisions you make thereafter are not clear decisions. So if you suspect that you or a child or a sibling is going through a tough time, please seek a professional help. You will find there are many professionals out here who are really ready to help. They have specialized in counseling and they know how to do it. So you just need to identify which one works for you. You might prefer somebody who is easy to talk to as compared to somebody who's uptight. I know most counselors are easy to talk to, but please make sure that you seek a professional help. For your friends, you can encourage them to seek help. You can talk to them, work with them if you must. Just ensure that they talk to someone who is able to professionally work with them through this journey. Be your own keeper. At the same time, don't shy away from helping the people that need it the most. When you notice them withdrawing from their daily activities or isolating themselves, please reach out. Please take it upon yourself and start the conversation. You never know. Maybe they're just waiting for someone to show a slight interest in their well-being. Please don't keep quiet when you notice that your friend is no longer acting like a friend. They've changed. People are going through stuff. It doesn't mean that you're not going through stuff yourself. When you offer to help your friend, when you offer to give a helping hand, it doesn't mean that you're not going through stuff. I know you might say that even me, I have stuff to handle. Even me, I have my own life to handle. But how would it make you feel if you lose your friend, if you lose your loved one, if you lose your sibling or your parent or somebody who's close to you through depression, you lose them to depression. But then you realize that you had the chance to help them out, but actually you didn't. You know, take the chance. How would that make you feel if you don't take the initiative? I'm talking to you, the sister, you, the brother, you, the aunt, the uncle, the mother, the father, the friend. It is our responsibility to look out for each other. Everybody has their life, but let us not forget one another. Be reminded that even you, when you're down, you love for somebody to come and talk to you. When you're going through life, you would appreciate having somebody to talk to. I'm talking from experience, and I always feel so bad when my friend or my loved one is going through something that I can help with, but I'm not able to help with. It doesn't go well with me. I would not let it. So if I see that status, if I see that text, if I see that post, I don't take it lightly. I dig. I'll ask them. My friends will tell you if ever they will get a chance. I'm not perfect, but I try to be there for them. I try to talk to them and make sure that they understand that this is just a phase and it will go away. Tomorrow you will wake up and realize that the things that were bugging you today, actually they're nothing. But at the very moment that these things are bugging you, you won't realize that, not unless somebody reminds you. That's why I urge you to be your sister's keeper. Be your own keeper. At the same time, watch out for those ones that you love. When you notice that you're not feeling like yourself, please reach out. Talk to someone about it. Don't just keep quiet. Talk to someone about it. Emotions. Depression is very fun. Imagine the emotions will overwhelm you and you'll just start seeing maybe suicide. You say, let me just commit suicide. I can't solve this and this and this. If I tell so and so, they'll judge me. They'll say stuff. Yes, true. Maybe they'll judge you. But then if somebody is judging you because of what you're going through, then you don't need them. Surround yourself with people who build you. You'd rather have one friend friend who will always be there for you, come sun, come rain, rather than having 50 friends, yet none of them will be there for you when you need them. So through your circle, I'm giving you a challenge today. Look deep into your circle and identify at least two people, if not one, at least two people that you can talk to without feeling like you'll be judged. Two people that you can talk to and they will help you through this. Because life, guys, life is a journey. And on a journey, when you board a bus, when you're heading somewhere, not unless you're driving your own private car, of which you'll be bored throughout the journey. When you are on a journey, when you board a vehicle, there are people. Some are going to the same destination, others will alight on the way. But the point I'm trying to put across is life wasn't meant to be lived and enjoyed alone. When you're happy, you celebrate with your friends. Why is it that when you're sad, you can't find someone to talk to? Why is it that when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're going through life, when everything else is upside down, when nothing is working out for you, you don't want to talk to someone? If you have, for those who still have the parents alive, no matter how harsh your daddy is, no matter how harsh your mama is, they will listen to you. Whether you are crying through tears or you are calm, they'll listen to you and they'll get your point. So don't kill yourself with emotions. Talk to somebody. Don't just take it upon yourself to deal with everything, because you won't manage. I'll tell you for free, even the strongest sometimes needs somebody strong in their corner. Everybody has somebody in their corner. Somebody that tells them, that keeps on encouraging them, somebody that when they fall down will pick them up. And even you yourself, when you see somebody going through the things you've gone through, don't let them go through it alone. Take it upon yourself and help them, walk with them, show them the way, whether they ask for it or not. Usiseme ai nihusu, apana. Utasikiaje kesho ukiamka umekosa huyo mtu? How will it make you feel? Personally, I will not take it. I will never forgive myself. I don't know about you, maybe you will be able to forgive yourself, but I'm urging you, talk to somebody. And if somebody approaches you to talk, don't judge them. Where we go wrong most of the times as listeners, or as when somebody approaches you for help, you start talking, you start telling them what you would have done. But no, sometimes this person just wants somebody to listen to them. They just want you to listen, give them a listening ear. And when they're done talking, if they ask you, what do I do? You offer a solution. And if it's something that is above you, offer to help them walk through this journey as you find somebody who is professional enough to help you. You don't have to judge them. You don't have to have the solution. You have the ears. You can listen and you can help them. You can talk to them. Sometimes all they need is somebody to talk to. Ever had an issue and then you talk over it with somebody and then you realize it was not a big deal? That's the same thing with depression. Because depression occurs from suppressed emotions. And when these emotions are not let out, this is what results into suicide, or into suicide, substance abuse, and God knows what. I personally, I believe the problem shared is a problem half solved. So don't sink alone. Depression is heavy. It is very heavy. And don't carry that luggage alone, please. Normalize reaching out. Normalize asking for help. Normalize talking to people, talking to your friend. Normalize reaching out and asking your friends, hey, what's up? It's been a while since I heard from you. Are you good? You just never know what they're going through. We all need someone to talk to. Everybody needs someone to talk to. It is normal. Nobody goes through life alone. So don't let your emotions overwhelm you. Don't let depression push you so hard. Nobody goes through life alone. Everybody talks to somebody. Please talk to someone. To sum up today's discussion, it is important to understand that it is okay not to be okay. And when your dark days knock, cry if you must. But remember to wipe your tears and smile again. Life is far more than just depression. Talk to people. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to them. Find out if they're okay. And you never know. Somebody will just open up. Or maybe even if they don't open up, but you'll be sure they're okay. I'm leaving you with a challenge. Reach out. Talk to somebody. Let them know what you're going through. Share with them. Life is more than just depression. Life has a lot to offer. So don't let dark day take away the light of your life. Thanks for listening to Finding Purpose. Don't forget to share, like, comment, and subscribe. Let me know what stood out for you in today's discussion. And don't forget to follow us. And till next time, this has been Finding Purpose with Atieno Wanda. Thank you.